From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Let me ask you a question today, and it's a simple question. It's not a difficult question, but it is a direct question, and that is this. Do you like to walk? Yes, that's the question. Do you like to walk? You know, I can hear some of you say, well, yes, I like to walk. I walk every day. Others say, well, I would like to walk, but I am unable to walk. And then I suppose there are some of you who are saying, well, I really don't like to walk at all. But walking is a part of life, and I might say that walking has benefits. From the physical perspective, walking enables us to get from one place to another. It enables us to get exercise. It enables us to be mobile, as it were. And truly, walking is a very significant part of our life, physically speaking. But it's interesting to note as we study the Scripture that several times in the Word of God, we see that the matter of walking is not just a physical matter, but is also a spiritual matter. We're going to be looking at a passage of Scripture this week that encourages us to walk worthy of God. Now think about that. Walking worthy of God. The passage of Scripture that we'll be looking at is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, where it simply says this, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Think about that. Let me read that again. And I think this is a very good verse to memorize. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. What does it mean to walk worthy of God? And why is it important that we as Christians walk worthy of God? Well, that's what we are going to be studying throughout the course of this week. And I might say that when it comes down to walking worthy of God, we must ask this question, and that is simply, who is worthy of God? Well, we must realize there's none of us. There's not one of us who is worthy of God, let alone to be able to walk worthy of God. The Bible tells us that we've all sinned and that we've come short of the glory of God. The Bible teaches us that there is none who is good, no, not one. And so who is worthy of God, number one, and secondly, who is worthy and able to walk worthy of God? Now, I might say that the Word of God does teach us how that we can become worthy of God, and that's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though we are born in trespasses and sins, even though we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, when we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, a great big change occurs. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In other words, when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we become a new creation in Christ. And a part of that new creation is that we are able then to be worthy of God, not because of who we are, but because of who we are in Christ. You see that again there in that verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How is one put in Christ, as it were? Well, that involves being born again. When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the Spirit of God places us into the body of Christ, and thus we are in Christ as a new creature, and then we are worthy of God because of Jesus Christ. Drop down to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. It says, "For he that would be God the Father hath made him that would be God the Son to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." What a verse of scripture that is. It teaches us that Jesus Christ became sin for us on the cross, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. And when we are made the righteousness of God in Christ, then we are worthy of God because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and therefore we have the ability and the strength to walk worthy of God. And so I trust today that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. If you are trying to live a life that's worthy of God apart from being born again, that's impossible. You see, many people try to please the Lord through good works or church attendance or baptism or by partaking of the Lord's table or whatever the case. But no one is worthy of Christ apart from being born again. But once one receives Jesus Christ as Savior, it's the blood of Christ that makes that individual worthy of God. And then we find this challenge to walk worthy of God becomes a reality in our lives. And so who is worthy of God in and of themselves? No one. But we all can become worthy of God through faith in Jesus Christ alone. But what does it mean to walk worthy of God, as we have it here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12? Let me read the verse for you again. He says, "That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." Let me just say directly here today that walking worthy of God is what God expects of each of us who are born again. And when we do so, God is honored, and we are blessed. And I want to say to you today, beloved, that there is no greater challenge than for you and me who know the Lord Jesus to walk worthy of God. No greater challenge in the whole world. So this verse of Scripture, a very short verse, it only has 16 words in it, but it's a verse that I believe that as believers we ought to memorize, meditate upon, obey, and apply it to our lives, because it is a unique verse in all of the Scripture. As far as I know, there is not another verse in the Word of God that tells us to walk worthy of God. Now, I know that back in the book of Ephesians and in the fourth chapter, we are told to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. You see that in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1, where Paul says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called." Well, that is talking about living the kind of a life that on a day-by-day basis does reflect the Lord, walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. In other words, as Christians, we are called into the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are to walk in such a way so as to show Jesus Christ. But walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called is different than walking worthy of God. You see what I'm talking about, beloved? And so this week we are going to be focusing mainly on that phrase, walking worthy of God. Now, keep in mind that this is a very significant verse. It truly is. And when you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, you see that it starts out with that little word, "that." And that word, "that," in verse 12, expresses the idea of purpose, and it teaches that the purpose of the Christian life is to walk worthy of God, and that any other motive for living is not suitable for the Christian. Let me repeat that. That the word "that," the first word that you find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. The word that expresses the idea of purpose and teaches that the purpose of the Christian life is to walk worthy of God and that any other motive for living is not suitable for the Christian. And so I want to ask you today, beloved, what is your motive for living? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you do, what is your motive for being up and about today? What is your motive for going to work today? What is your motive for going to various activities today? What is your motive for living? Is it to make you happy? Is it to enable you to get enjoyment out of life? Is your motive for living the desire to become rich and have the biggest home and drive the best-looking automobile on your street? Or as a believer, is it your motive to walk worthy of God? That is the motive that every born-again Christian should have. And that's why I say that 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12 presents the greatest challenge for every child of God. And so throughout the course of this week, we are going to study 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. And I want to encourage you, first of all, to take a look at your life to make sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you've never called upon the name of the Lord, there's no way, no way that you can walk worthy of God. And so I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And then stay tuned throughout the rest of this week as we focus on this concept of walking worthy of God. I think it's going to be a very, very practical study. Well, I want to thank you for being there by the radio today. And until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why I always say the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.